The NBA playoffs are here, and with FanDuel, your group chat's about to be going off. Because right now, new customers can bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets if you win. And with live bets, your heart emojis will really be racing from tip-off to the final buzzer. Plus, when you win, you'll get paid faster than your friends can send you a victory gift. Or is it GIF? Who cares? You won! So get the word out to your crew and download FanDuel today. New customers bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets if you win. Make every moment more with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Official partner of the NBA.
21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See full terms at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Welcome to the Sports Criminals March Madness Special. Every day in March, we're counting down the top 31 sports scandals from 1990 to 2020. Today, we spring back to 2007, when a professional wrestler was convicted on sexual abuse charges after keeping 8 women as sex slaves. If you find this episode on Hard Body Harrison fascinating and want to hear more like it, be sure to come back tomorrow for more shocking sports events from history on our March Madness special. You can listen free on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
The young woman took a deep breath as she approached a large barn in the back of a suburban home. Inside, Hardbody Harrison pumped iron in time with the blasting stereo. His skin glistened with sweat, muscles bulging with every rep. He looked like he belonged on Mount Olympus, not a home gym.
When he noticed the woman's presence, Harrison set down his weights and grinned. He knew she'd show up. They always did. After all, who in their right mind would turn down a chance to become a professional wrestler?
Harrison immediately set her to work, but when she approached the weight bench, he shook his head. She wasn't ready for that yet. He rubbed his hands together. He had something else in mind first.
Welcome to Sports Criminals, a Parcast original. This is the 18th episode in our March Madness special. This month, we're counting down the top 31 sports scandals from 1990 to 2020. I'm Carter Roy.
And I'm Tim Johnson. In today's episode, we're going back to the year 2007, when professional wrestler Harrison Norris Jr., a.k.a. Hardbody Harrison, was convicted on sexual abuse charges after keeping 8 women as sex slaves.
Harrison made his debut for World Championship Wrestling in 1995 at the age of 29. 6 years later, he was forced to retire when the WCW went defunct. He fought as a boxer for several years, but eventually turned his attention to a more sinister trade.
By all appearances, Harrison ran a training program for up-and-coming female professional wrestlers, but he didn't find his trainees at local gyms or amateur exhibitions. Instead, he approached vulnerable women at gas stations and nightclubs, asking if they'd considered working in entertainment.
Harrison moved the interested women into one of his two houses to stay with his wife and kids. He instilled strict military discipline into the women. He put them on rigid diets, forbade drugs, and put them through a brutal workout regimen. It seemed like he really was preparing them for a career in the ring. But in reality, they weren't his protégés, they were his victims.
To pay for their so-called training, Harrison forced the women into prostitution. He also kept them in an endless cycle of debt by tacking on arbitrary expenses. One woman had money added to her tab for talking too much. Others were forced to do backbreaking labor in his home, like cutting down trees, laying sod, and painting walls.
They could only leave if they paid him back entirely. Of course, that never happened, and running away wasn't an option either.
Disobeying the general, as Harrison insisted on being called, came with hefty consequences. he physically abused any woman who didn't do what he asked, which included having orgies with up to 8 men at once.
Once they were mentally and physically broken, Harrison took the women to nightclubs. He charged $5 for men to dance with them and up to $200 for sex.
Eventually, one of Harrison's victims reached a breaking point. In 2004, she ran out of a store during a shopping trip and begged a police officer to save her.
The resulting investigation led to a trial in 2007. Harrison acted as his own lawyer, claiming he'd only been training the women to wrestle and that they were free to come and go from his house as they pleased.
Ultimately, the judge didn't buy his version of the story. After at least two of his victims testified about the abuse they'd suffered, Harrison was convicted on a multitude of charges, including aggravated sexual abuse. He was sentenced to life in prison, where he remains to this day.
Though Harrison maintains his innocence and currently claims his story could change history as we know it, it's more likely that his tale is a familiar one. A tragedy where a man takes advantage of young women to exploit and abuse them.
Thanks for listening to Sports Criminals March Madness. We'll be back tomorrow with next year's scandal.
You can catch other episodes of Sports Criminals for free on Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts.